Hello, Radio World. You are listening to Lost Worlds in Distant Places here on WGXC ICRA 90.7 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Alice, your host, and I'm here every third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time for 30 minutes. Lost Worlds in Distant Places is different every time, but it's always made using found and archival sound, listener submissions, field recordings, and just sounds that I make, and sometimes some music here and there. This is actually the first episode of 2026, but that being said, I will be playing sounds from 2025. I'm still very much in reflection and hibernation mode of the year, very much in winter and January, and I've had a lot of ideas for certain programs to come, but I just didn't feel like they were ready to come out of the cocoon. So I was like, why not just go into my sound bank and play some sounds from 2025 and reflect. So this episode is very ambient. It's a lot of field recordings, and I found that it was a lot of water. I was recording a lot of water in 2025, and I think that's kind of always true, but I found it interesting. So yeah, lots of water. I think only one conversation that I had with my dear friend Shoshana about the radio show. You'll hear that, and that was the only conversation I decided to include. So I hope you enjoy. I hope it's meditative and maybe reflective for you as well. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for tuning in to the radio WGXC ICRA 90.7 FM. Okay, so basically, we're talking about ideas that we have for the radio show.
Yes. Should I sprinkle in ideas I've had for art projects?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think I mentioned this, but I want to do a theme about New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, you said that. I love that.
Okay, cool.
Also, if you have, like, ideas for the radio show.
I was kind of like, what if it's a New Year's Eve one?
Oh.
It's not going to air on.
Wait, what do you think that is? Is that like interviewing people on New Year's Eve, or like what does that mean?
It could. I don't know what it means yet. I think interviewing people on New Year's Eve, interviewing people, their thoughts on New Year's Eve, or like the best or worst they've had, or like.
That's a really good idea.
You know what I mean?
A zine about New Year's Eve with a like matching radio segment to accompany it.
Yeah. It's just like general thoughts and like opinions on New Year's Eve.
And maybe just some like field recording of like being at an event.
Definitely. Some like field recording. Maybe like music in like a, not like a playing music, but like there's like a little piece of music that has been composed to go along with the field recording.
Yeah.
But like mood setting music, not like, you mood know, setting. Here's a song you're like.
Totally. I've been thinking about, because I'm like, my show is not music, but I really like music radio shows, and I'm like, how can I like play music in a different way or whatever? And so ideas I've had are like field recordings with music playing.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's which could also be like the New Year's vibe.
I remember I heard this radio show one time. Maybe it was like an internet radio, and it was like, there's this one song. It was like 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds, 20 to 45 seconds, and it was like so good. And it just really spoke to me, and I was like, what is this song? And I think I searched for it for like a year, maybe two, and I could never find it. And I think. And there's, like, you know, a lot of, like, shows, like, radio shows or internet radio shows will have, like, a list of all the songs.
Yeah.
It, like, wasn't any of those songs. And I think at the end of the day what it was is that it was just, like, the host had, like, made a couple little songs.
I love that.
And just, like, put them throughout. And I was like, that's a really good idea and also, like, really annoying. Because now I have to, what, like, screen record this and, like, cut everything. You know what I mean? I was,
yeah.
Like,
but maybe that makes it better because it's, like, fleeting and, like, doesn't really
exist.
Yeah. My favorite radio experience, I feel like I've told you this, was I was listening to the radio and I heard the radio host was, like, it was, like, a college radio station. And the radio host was, like, singing along on top of a song. and like the song had the vocals in it, but they were just like, you could like hear that someone was singing on top of it, and I was like, oh no, they don't know that their mic is on. This is like so embarrassing actually, but also it like is amazing because it sounds
really
cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's beautiful and like so sweet. And then the song was over and they came on and they're like, I hope you like that. I just felt like singing along to that one. It's
like that's
beautiful.
Positive.
Yeah.
But it's just like
it like literally brought like, tears to my eyes.
Yeah, it's like the spirit moved them.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You have been listening to Lost Worlds in Distant Places for the past 30 minutes, and we are approaching the end. I'm Alice, your host. Thanks for joining me in a very ambient 30 minutes. If you didn't catch the beginning, those were sounds from 2025, and I just wanted to do a ambient reflective program today because, as I said before, I'm very much still in winter hibernation cocoon and always think it's good to reflect, and also have just been kind of needing some grounding meditative moments. So I thought maybe you could use that too. I hope you enjoyed. And the conversation was with my friend Shoshana. So yeah, I'll be back next month, third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a nice rest of your Sunday. This is WGXE, Acra 90.7 FM. Bye.